Pope Benedict XVI says he will dedicate his Wednesday appointments with the faithful to a new cycle of lessons on the doctors of the Church, beginning with one of the highest examples of Christian spirituality of all time, St. Teresa of Avila.
Teresa entered the Carmel in Avila at the age of 20.
The 16th century saint and Carmelite reformer was proclaimed doctor of the Church by Pope Paul VI. Describing her as a true teacher of life for the Christian faithful of every era, Pope Benedict XVI said her life and writings are particularly relevant in our current society, which is often lacking in spiritual values. In comments in Italian, he said her spirituality is profound and articulated, that it proposes the gospel virtues as the basis of all Christian life and human existence, in particular detachment from earthly goods.
Maturing in the spiritual life, she embraced the ideal of a renewal of her order, and with the support of St. John of the Cross, she founded a chain of reformed Carmels throughout Spain.
Pope Benedict continued her highly influential writings, which include the autobiography, The Way of Perfection, and The Interior Castle, reveal her profound Christocentric spirituality and her breadth of human experience. Teresa deeply identified with Christ in his humanity and stressed the importance of contemplation of his passion and of his real presence in the Eucharist.
She presents prayer as an intimate friendship with Christ, leading to an ever greater union of love with the Blessed Trinity. In her life and in her death, Teresa embodied an unconditional love for the Church. May the example and prayers of St. Teresa of Avila inspire us to greater fidelity to prayer, and through prayer to greater love for the Lord and His Church, and more perfect charity towards our brothers and sisters.
A spontaneous and touching moment of light relief also took place in the Wednesday audience, when a small boy escaped from his parents' grasp, running onto the stage of the Paul VI audience hall towards Pope Benedict. The Holy Father, who had just finished greeting English-speaking pilgrims, waved the guards away and welcomed the young child, exchanging a few words with him before blessing him. The young boy was then accompanied by the Pope's personal secretary back to the care of his parents.
Upon all the English-speaking pilgrims and visitors present at this audience, I accord and invoke God's abundant blessings.
I'm Emer McCarthy.